It's a sunny Friday afternoon, at least here in South Florida, where at college campuses around the country seem to want to unite against American Jewry, anti-Israel, anti-American rhetoric. You know, we talked about this in several different ways over several different months for the last 200 and some odd days, because it seems that all of this didn't exist until October the 9th, not the 7th, the 9th. Welcome to the Rat Network. This is a podcast where I am Stuart Brisgell, one of your hosts, and that's David Solomon, the other host. Just kidding. Peel backing layers on a multitude of topics without holding back a thing. Here, we're all about unfiltered dialogue that serves as an outlet to voice opinions, exchange ideas, share experiences from every corner in life. As we dive into the hearts of this current topic, as well as pop culture and other political quirks of existence, whether we're venting about today's daily's life frustrations, we're tackling some really big questions that are shaping the world. We got you covered under the Rant Network umbrella. David's favorite thing, an umbrella. Get comfortable and join and engage us as we do Monday, Wednesday, Friday, noon, Eastern. But that's not touching the main topic, I think, of today's rant. You know, Jerry Maguire used to say, "Show me the money." I could say today, "Show me the tents. Show me the purchase orders, the requisition forms, the distribution contracts, the companies that are involved in this vitriol rampage of hate running around the academia of the United States." You know, who would benefit from such massive hysteria? Could it be the Democrats? I mean, you have the squad running around going, "Yippee-ki-yay, mother." And then you've got the Republicans going, "The Biden era is all about communism, hatred, divisiveness." But at the end of the day, in the 50s and 60s, when you had massive riots on college campuses, you saw the National Guard, you saw law enforcement just removing the anarchy from the campuses and the streets, the parks. However, today it's let's negotiate, let's placate, because it's only about the Jews. Who gives a shit? We won't escort the Jew in. We're going to lock him out. People are saying how reminiscent this is of 1930 Germany. And the other side saying, "Why are you being so alarmist? Why are you being so hysterical?" History is like a ball. Things just sort of keep coming around. Like Genghis Khan, the Ayatollah Khomeini, Adolf Hitler. I don't know. Sounds kind of ugly, doesn't it, David?
It sounds beyond ugly. And I got to tell you, Stuart, what you just started saying is just the tip of the iceberg, unfortunately. And here's, in case you've been watching the news, and in case you haven't, because some of the other media outlets are downplaying this, looking for Israel attacking Gaza so they can finally take their eye off of something, you know, like supporting Jews. But folks, here's the thing. Anarchy has hit campuses, and it's not a surprise. And it's not a surprise how certain universities handle it and certain states handle it, while others do not. And if you take a look at universities in California and in New York, what is happening? Let's negotiate. Columbia University, as of this morning, is still negotiating. Their quote, "We have our demands, they have theirs." They don't want to call in the NYPD. Columbia University, what have you done? On Monday, we talked about how you've locked out 4,700 students and professors and told them, "Don't come to school. We cannot protect you." And Stuart talked about the National Guard. And it's amazing how this institution claims it's okay is being run by the inmates. All right. This is a complete and upheaval in in what real world civility is all about. But there is no civility when you're talking to people who are calling for your death. SJP, the Students for Justice in Palestine, and other club campuses are in their charter demanding the eradication of Israel. That's a hate club. SJP has been around for decades, and universities have been willing to ignore the charter, all in the name of fairness, DEI, all the rest of the stupidity that they claim makes a difference and has caused now nothing but anarchy. But let's talk about the anarchists, shall we? Because in red states like Texas, Governor Abbott had brought in immediately the National Guard on his turf and got rid of the anarchists. Half were not even students. Oh, wait a second. It's not a student protest. That means that is you're invading my property. Ah, is that what's going on in Colombia and in California? Oh, we can't. We don't want to disturb. We want to be nice. They're supporting a really good cause. We just feel so bad. So here's what happens. Governor Newsom, probably in a restaurant again, hiding from the public, you know, because he won't take a stand because many of those people are his base, right? These are the people he's been catering to with reparations for slavery and other crazy ideologies. And then you have Governor DeSantis in Florida who said, bottom line is, unruly anti-Israel protesters will be expelled from Florida universities. That's a direct quote. And it's incredible the difference. Law and order, anarchy. Look at what happened at Emory University yesterday. Came in, out. USC, oh no, what do we do? Let's cancel the convocation. Look at the difference. One believes in law and order. One believes in rights. One believes in protecting the Jewish community. And others do not. Where are you, Governor from New York? Where are you, Governor from California? Where are you, governors from all these blue states who are hiding because you're afraid that your base is not going to vote for you? And speaking of base not voting for you, where is President Joe Biden right now? I'll tell you where he is, Stuart. He was cozying up with AOC this week, okay, in one of his retreats because he needs a break. Our president, the president of the United States, who should be right now at the White House dealing with near civil war on campuses, is relaxing. Using his spokespeople, where possible, to say, yeah, but you got to understand there are good people on both sides. When Donald Trump said that after Charlottesville, he got crucified. Joe Biden gets passed, of course. Joe Biden has got no interest in helping the Jewish community in the United States. I'm sorry. You know what he wants to do? Win Michigan and Wisconsin. Why is he talking to AOC? It's so simple. He wants her vote. He needs her base. He needs all of these things. And yet, Stuart is bringing up a topic that I'm not there yet, but thank you. But it's incredible. Who is funding this? Where is this coming from? Joe Biden thinks that this is good for an election re-election campaign. He doesn't care about you. He doesn't care about me. He cares about himself getting reelected. And if it means he's got to cozy up to AOC, a well-known anti-Semite who supported the anarchists, or Ilhan Omar, whose daughter got arrested, gets on in Teen Vogue magazine as a hero, and she goes to the University of Minnesota and says, I'm proud of you. I'm supporting you for this. This is what the Democratic Party of today is. This is what they love, the anarchy, the divisive situation in the United States. And Stuart, I'm going to remind everybody what Joe Biden said at his inauguration. Let us unite. I'm here to unite America. I guess like the founding fathers, when he said all men are created equal, then they meant only white men. Here, I guess all, you know, we're going to unite all Americans excludes the people who he doesn't like and doesn't vote for him. So right now, you brought up something. Where are the money at?
Yeah.
Follow the money trail. Folks, I don't understand. Everybody's a green tent. Everybody's a green tent on campus. So where's the money coming from? And George Soros, you want to put that up again? George Soros is a Hamas funder. Look at that. $15 million to pro-Hamas groups.
That was only as of December.
And so do we think it's George Soros? Stuart, do we think it's China, Russia, or Iran who's coming in here and trying to create a disturbance on U.S. soil? Will the Democrats suddenly yell election interference because of this? I can't believe the silence from your leadership. It makes me ill. And Jews are wondering. And by the way, not only Jews. Those kids who are trying to go to Columbia and all those other universities are asking, NYU and whatever, are asking themselves today, should I go to this institutions of hate?
Well, I mean, you're saying, you know, I let you go on and on and on, but let's just cover the 800-pound gorilla. There's what's called freedom of speech, the First Amendment right. Then there's something called hate speech, which is not permitted.
Oh, and yes, it is. No. They're saying, and again, the universities and others are saying, it's free speech. I'm expressing.
No, hang on a second. I'm going to use two bad vernaculars, David. Mm-hmm. Go back to Poland, or go back to Africa. What is the difference in those two comments?
Stuart, let me ask you a question. If Jews or whites were to protest on campus and to ask to say, we demand your statement, or for that matter, death to blacks, death to LGBTQ, what would happen, Stuart?
Listen, how about transgenders that are pro-Palestinian sitting in the library?
You're off the track again.
No,
my question is, what would happen to a student, a professor, an administrator who wanted to rally people on campus to say death to blacks, death to gays? What would happen to that individual, Stuart?
Would be terminated terminated off campus, disbarred.
So how come it doesn't swing always? How come it's the Jew? Oh, no. It's as, what was the president of Harvard statement? Depends on the context.
Yeah.
She said. So here's the context. They're yelling death to Jews, death to Israel, death to America. You have professors coming out on campus screaming genocide, Israel's committing genocide. And there's a great video floating around on Columbia where a student says, can you tell me what genocide there is? And they won't even talk to you. And by the way, my son is on one of those campuses that got rid of the students. I'm not going to say which one. He was on one of those campuses and he approached the protesters, so-called protesters, and started to challenge them with questions. None of them would answer. You know why? A, they don't know. B, they don't care. C, they only want to disrupt. And so if that's what you're happy with on your campus, Stuart, this is why I'm asking myself, where – listen, before I go into where, Robert Kraft and others pulled massive amount of committed
donations to Columbia
universities.
You know what you're forgetting, David?
What?
Hollywood. Hollywood was built by Jewish dreamers.
Yep.
David. Whether it's Warner Brothers, whether it's Golda Meir, all the studios.
Not Golda Meir. MGM is one of the Meir family, but not Golda.
Golden. Meir, Golden.
There we go.
All right. Yeah. Guys,
let me just put it to you. I'm not forgetting Hollywood. But again, Susan Sarandon, that piece of garbage, went and protested with them.
If, you know, even though she just lost her representation and whatever, it's incredible to see the depths of hate towards Jews. There's no outcry from Hollywood. There's no, although you have the Noah Tishbe's who claim that there are people who are against it and there are a handful of Jewish actors. I'm not looking for the Jewish actors. How come Senator Crawley, I hope I got his name right, a Republican senator who's not Jewish is denouncing it. Ted Cruz, not Jewish, denouncing it. You know, Mike Johnson, speaker, denouncing it, not Jewish. Why is it that the Republicans, one after the other, are denouncing it? They're not Jewish because it's against American, the American, you know, like civil liberties, against all what America was founded on. And then you have the Chuck Schumers who are quiet.
Chuck wasn't quiet. He was vehemently says Israel should oust Bibi Netanyahu.
He wants to get rid of Netanyahu, but isn't criticizing what's on campus. Nancy Pelosi wants an election in Israel, and yet nothing about what's going on campus. Where is the leadership from the Democratic Party, the so-called party of the people? I am challenging you today, ladies and gentlemen, and we have Democrats listening, and I know a few of you very well. Where are your representatives today to condemn these actions, condemn these anarchists? The sad part is you're worried about losing in November more than doing the right thing.
I'll sponsor a crying room, you mother puckers. Anyways, that's our wrap for today's episode. A huge thanks for lending us your ears, your eyes, your time with the Rant Network. It has been a real pleasure sharing these thoughts and many others and discussions with you. Share your support means the world to us. We're excited to welcome you back every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, noon Eastern for another insightful conversation. Stay connected with us on social media. Check out our website. Catch our podcasts on YouTube, Facebook, Apple, Amazon, and I can keep going and going. For very, very much enjoy your invaluable comments, whether you're Democrat, Republican, turkey, chicken, whatever. We enjoy. David, last words before you have to end this broadcast.
Folks, I got to tell you, if you have a student today on campus, I'd be worried, regardless of what university you are in. And when they call you tomorrow for donations, and they will call you for donations and tell you how wonderful an experience your student had and how they thrived, remind them, especially if they have the anarchists on your campus, remind them that their campus was filled with hate. And when the hate disappears, your donation will reappear.